Shavua Tov, good morning. Today's class should be for the Rifu'ah, Shalom Abba Al-Khanim, Rechulam Chem, Nabra Chem, 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 יצחק מן יפה וגדל למסר להחידה ומסחק מסר ונצחק ולכן לכם נעזר ולכן ולעיה להבדיל ונשמע רחב את אליה בו שוב רפאי אליה ומסחק עם שם ומשה יעל יפה בדרן אליה ליעקב מן יצחק מן יחב ומשה ימר לך מן יושב ושם ולכן נסכן להבדיל הרעיון דברה בת מרים. Okay, we are on, we left off on this, today's daf is daf samech bet, first of all daf 62, we left off on the middle of daf 61b. So we were really in the middle of a sugya that's for today's daf, and we left off in the middle. I'm going to backtrack a little bit. So I'm going to start from the middle of the page on 61b, from Amar Rava. It's about literally smack in the middle of the page, 10 lines, 12 lines from the top of the page, in the middle of the line, Amar Rava. Bishlama gabe arachin. We were talking about the difference between an erechin, and by nazir, why by erechin it doesn't exclude goyim, but by nazir it does exclude goyim. So the Gemara says, it makes sense by erechin, sh'neimar b'nei Yisrael, it says b'nei Yisrael, that b'nei Yisrael ma'arichin, ve'in ha'ovdei kochavim ma'arichin, that the Jews are allowed to evaluate something, to go to the something, the value of something, for it to go to the Beit HaMikdash, whereas, right, they mean, or they can say that I'm giving upon myself this the value of this object, whatever the value of this object is, myself to give to the Beit HaMikdash. But the goyim cannot do that. Yachol lo yu nerechin. Is it possible that a goy cannot even be evaluated to give value to the Beit HaMikdash? Tamul amar ish. That's why the pasuk says ish, that no, they are allowed to be evaluated over there. That's by arachin. Hacha, but over here by nazir, bnei Yisrael nozrin mevin korban. We said Bnei Yisrael become Nazir and they bring a Korban. Ve'en ha'ovdei kochavim nozrin u'mevin Korban. But the Goyim do not become Nazir and bring a Korban. So the Gemara says, Yachol af lo yu nazirin klal. Is it possible that they wouldn't even become a Nazir at all? So the Pasuk says, Tamul amar ish. That's why it says ish, to teach you that no, the Goyim, if they made a neder to become a Nazir, they would become a Nazir. So the Gemara says, Amrei, I would say to you, that can't be. Imishum korban lav mehacha nafkale. If it's for a korban, we don't learn the korban from here. Ela mehatam, we learn it from there. What's there? So the Gemara says we have a pasuk. This pasuk says, "Daver la'aron banav bnei Yisrael ve'amarta lehem ish ish mi beit Yisrael min ager beYisrael shakiru korbanon l'chon nirav chon v'atam shakrivu la'adonai le'ola." All of the korbanos that you bring, says, should be, let's say it's for le'ola, if it's for an ola offering. So the Gemara says le'ola pradla nezirut. That's coming to exclude a goy who wants to just bring any korban he wants to bring. It cannot be an ola for nezirut. So this is divrei Rabbi Yosef Gedidi. He's saying that no, it cannot be. So the goy cannot bring a korban ola for nezirut. So the Gemara says, okay, wait, why don't we say ema bnei Yisrael nozrin nezirut olam? Why don't we just say that only a Jew can take upon himself permanent nezirut, but a goy cannot take upon himself permanent nezirut? So the Gemara says, "Yachol lo yu nezirin." Is it possible the goyim wouldn't even become a nazir at all? Talmud Lomar ish. That's why the pasuk says ish. No, maybe the goyim really would become a nazir if they took upon themselves. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, miktiv nazir olam." Does it say permanent nazir in the Torah? It doesn't say that anywhere. So the Gemara tries again. The Gemara is trying to find a way that we can include the goyim, if they take upon themselves nazirut, that it would count. So the Gemara says, "Ema bnei Yisrael madirin benehem benazir, ve'ena avdei kochavim madirin benehem benazir." Maybe only Jews can take upon themselves that their child should become a nazir, but a goy cannot do that. But when it comes to regular becoming nazir itself, yechol lo yu nazirim. Is it possible they wouldn't become a nazir at all? Tamul amar ish. That's why the pasuk says ish, to say that no, that a goy would become a nazir. The Gemara says, no, ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan said, halacha hi ben nazir. Rabbi Yochanan said that this case is a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, meaning this case of that a parent can take upon themselves nazirut for their child, it's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. So you can't learn out from there that, oh, only over there it's Jews and not non-Jews, but by a regular case of nazirut, even non-Jews will be included. No, you can't learn that because this is a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. It's a different case altogether. That's his response to that. So the Gemara says, why don't we try a different route? Ema b'nei Yisrael megalchin al nezirut avihen, v'ein ha'avdei kochamim megalchin al nezirut avihen. Maybe, if you have a father, a person has a father who took upon himself nezirut and set aside funds for it to be for their korbanot, for nezirut, and then the father died before he finished the nezirut. Maybe we can say that a Jew can fulfill the mitzvah of his father's nezirut by bringing korbanot with the father's funds that were set aside, but a goy cannot do that. Okay, but what about actually becoming a nazir itself? So flipping the amud, the Gemara says, "Yachol lo yu nazirin." Is it possible that a goy would not become a nazir at all? Tamul lomar ish. That's why the pasuk says ish, to teach you that maybe a goy can become a nazir. The Gemara says, "No, you cannot learn that out as well." Ha itmar amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha ibn nazir. Rabbi Yochanan says this is also halacha l'mishnah in Sinai, that a son can fulfill the nazirut of his father with the funds set aside, but a goy cannot. Only a Jew can. But you can't learn out a diuk from here that a regular case of nazirut, a non-Jew can become nazir. No, you can't make that, because this is halachah l'mishnah in Sinai, it's a different case altogether. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, now we're going to get into three different subjects of a similar pasuk, which is we have erechin, we have nidarim, and we have nazirut. It's going to be three times that it says pretty much the same thing in these pasukim. We're going to try to understand why, and we're going to make a connection. Ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha be'erechin lamali. Why does it say a person who makes a clear vow, he utters a clear vow by a case of valuation, why does it say it over there? So the Gemara says, Michti, let's see. Hayit kash arachin and nedarim. We know that arachin and nedarim have a connection, have a hekesh. The Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Ish ki yafli neder berkecha. It says a person who makes an utter vow, a clear vow, he utters a clear vow. And then it says, V'hatanya we have a braita gabe nedarim by neder ish. So it says ish in both of them. We know there's a hekesh. The Gemara says, Matal mulomar ish ish. Why does it say ish ish? There are both edavdei kochamim, shehen nodrin nedarim v'nedavot ki Israel. It's coming to add the goyim that they can make neders, they can be noder nedarim, and voluntary offerings, like a Jew itself. That's what is coming to add over here. So the Gemara says, ish ki yafli ba'arachin lamali. Why do I need ish ki yafli to make a clear, utter vow, utter a clear vow by arachin? So the Gemara says, Elahai ish. Why do you need that extra word ish? It says, it's coming to add someone who is not yet bar mitzvah, but he is just about there. He's 12, let's say. And if you ask him, he understands all of the idea, all the aspects of what a vow is and how the foundation of making nedarim works. So he says, it's coming to add him that his neder would count as well. So the Gemara says, Hanicha lamanda amar mufle hasamuch laish. That makes sense according to the opinion that says someone who is about to become bar mitzvah and understands nedarim, it's deoraita, it still counts me deoraita. Ela leman da amar derabanan. But according to the one who says it's only derabanan, ish ki afli lamali. Why do you need ish ki afli then? What's the purpose of that if it's only derabanan? So how can you learn it out from here? So he says la atuye mufle hasamuch la ish deovek kochavim. He's saying even a goy who is not even bar mitzvah, who is samuch la'ish, but he understands the vows. He is almost bar mitzvah, but he understands how nedarim work. He would also, his neder would count. So the Gemara says, Hanicha leman da'amar. That makes sense according to the opinion that says, B'nei Yisrael ne'erachin, v'ein ha'ovdei kochavim ne'erachin, that a Jew can be evaluated, but not a goy. So the Gemara says, Yachol lo yumarechin. Is it possible they cannot even evaluate something else upon themselves? Talmud Lomar, that's why the pasuk says, Ish, Shapir. That's why it says, Ish. It makes sense over there by that case. That's why, because over there, that's why we would need the pasuk to teach you that even as a mufle samuch leish by oved kochavim, even a child who's not bar mitzvah yet, a 12-year-old, he would count. Because over here it's learning out that a goy would not be able to be evaluated. But over here it's saying that, so that's why we're learning from the pasuk, that someone who's under bar mitzvah, but he's a goy, he would be, by the case of erechin, he would, his nedarim would count. That makes sense. But according to the one who says that the Jew can evaluate something upon himself, but a non-Jew cannot evaluate upon himself, we said, is it possible that even a goy cannot even be evaluated? That's why it says, ish, afilu tinok ben chodesh bar iruchehu. Even a child, 1 month old, is considered, he has the ability to be evaluated. Someone wants to take the value of this child and say, I'm giving the value of this child to the Beit HaMikdash. He can. So Kol Shekhen, how much more so a 12-year-old goy? If a little child, a little baby, then obviously a 12-year-old. Right? So then why do you need the pasuk? So how would you explain it according to this opinion, who says that even a ben chodesh is included? So the Gemara says, ki yafli baruchehu, so ki yafli lamali, why do you need ki yafli? That a clear utterance. Amar rabada barava, latuye oved kochavim gadol. It's coming to add even an adult goy. De afal gav de gadolhu, a neyode laflot. Even though he's an adult, he doesn't know what the foundation of how nidarim work. Still his neder would take effect. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, that's arachin. Why do we need kiyafli that he makes a clear utterance by nezirut? What is that purpose? So the Gemara says, "Michdi haitkash nezirut lenedarim." We know we have a hekesh connection between nezirut and nedarim, and nedarim we made a connection to arachin. So the Gemara says, "So kiyafli lamali." So why do we need this kiyafli? La'atuye yadayim she'inan mochichot. It's coming to add a case that we learned in Masechet Nedarim. Something called the yadayim she'inan mochichot. It's a partial declaration, partial explanation. You only said something partial. Does that count as a complete declaration of what you said, or it doesn't count at all? So this is a machloket we learn in Masechet Nedarim. So the Gemara says the itmar yadayim she'enan mochichot. If you had a partial declaration, Abaye amar avyan yadayim. Abaye says it's considered a full declaration. Rava amar lo avyan yadayim. Rava says it's not considered a declaration. He wasn't clear, right? The pasuk says ki yafli, has to be clear. So the Gemara now says, there's a girsa change over here. It's a very important girsa change. You have to make this girsa change to understand the Gemara correctly. I think if I'm not mistaken, the Rosh makes this change. L'Rava nichale, nicha. According to Rava, it makes sense, because Rava said, it's not a partial declaration, doesn't count, because the pasuk says, ki yafli. You have to have a clear utterance. That's not a clear utterance. You made a partial declaration. Ela l'Abaye, according to Abaye, flipping the names, Abaye said that a partial declaration counts. So how would you make sense of the pasuk? Kiyafli, says, Ma'ikal Amemar, what are you going to say about the words, you have to make a clear utterance? A partial declaration is not a clear utterance. Ela, the Gemara says, Kiyafli mi bayile de Rebbe Tarfon. We need Kiyafli to teach us the opinion of Rebbe Tarfon. The Tanya, the writer says, Rebbe Yehuda omer mishum Rebbe Tarfon, in the name of Rebbe Tarfon, ein echad mehem nazir lefi shelo nitna nezirut ela lafla'a. None of them are nazirim, because nezirut is only when it's clear. What is this referring to? We learned this earlier on. If you have a group of people who say, okay, I'm a nazir if this person is X. And he says, I'm a nazir if this person is X. And they're all based on if it's this person or if it's not.
Contingency.
Even if he comes afterwards, since the neder was taken upon them, this is his opinion, Rebbe Tarfon, it was taken upon them with non-clear utterance, kiyafli, it's not clear, that's not nezirut. So he says, none of them become nazirim. So the Gemara says, that's what we need, ki yafli, to teach us, and it needs to be clear. So the Gemara says, hanicha le Rabbi Tarfon. That makes a sense according to Rabbi Tarfon. El Rabbanan ma'ikal ha-meimar. But according to the Rabbanan who doesn't agree with him, says if the guy comes at the end and you see who the guy is, the Rabbanan would say, no, you said, I'm a Nazir if I know this guy is X, Y, and Z. And it was X, Y, and Z. You have to become a Nazir. So according to them, what do you need ki yafli for? It's coming to teach us the following baraita. Heter nedarim porchin ba'avir ve'en lahem al ma she'ismochu. The permission, the heter to go to a chacham or a group of three chachamim to be matir someone's neder, it's like something flying in the air, and it doesn't really have any scriptural basis behind it. But still, we do it. We have something. We have what we do. And Rabbi Eliezer says, yesh lahem al ma she'ismochu. They have what to rely on in scripture. That how do we know? Shene'emar, the pasuk says, ish ki yafli, person who makes a clear utterance, ki yafli, and it says it twice. Why twice? One time he took a neder upon himself, le'isur, to forbid something upon himself. Second time, if he wants to go do hataran nedarim, that's going to permit that person, that thing upon himself. That's why it says ki yafli twice. So that's the conclusion over there. Okay, we'll start on the Mishnah.
Wasn't it if it's from Torah or not?
Huh?
The Rabbanan you're allowed to do it. What's the difference if it's simple from Torah?
Nachon, if we have something that's from the Torah that supports it or not, that's it. It's just something supporting it. New Mishnah. Chomer ba'avadim mi'ben hashim. Something stricter by slaves than by women. Shehu mefer nidre ishto, ve'ino mefer nidre avdo. He can annul the nidarim of his wife, but not annul the nidarim of his slave. Right? This is different than the previous Mishnah. We said, chomer ba'avadim mi'ben hashim mi'ba'avadim. Before it was women stricter than slaves. Over here it's slaves, the case that is stricter than women. So you cannot annul the slave's neder. Hefer li'isho, if he annulled his wife's neder, hefer olami, that's forever, it's annulled. Hefer la'avdo, if he annulled his slaves, yetzah l'chirut u'mashlim neziruto. Yetzah l'chirut u'mashlim neziruto. He goes out free. Once he goes out free, he has to complete his nezirut. Because the The annulling of his nether doesn't count. The owner of the slave doesn't have that jurisdiction to annul his nether. So the Gemara asks, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Lama rabo kofol nezirut. Why can the master force by nezirut, but avalol nedarim l'arachin, but not by nedarim and arachin? So maishna gabe nazir. Why by nazir do we say that he can force him? Right? We said he can force him to drink wine. That was a previous mishnah. So the Amar Rachmanah, the pasuk says esor isar nafsho, to forbid this binding upon himself. So it says b'mishen nafsho kenuyalo. That's only someone who owns himself. Yatsa evich ein nafsho kenuyalo. That's coming to exclude a slave who does not own himself. So therefore, he doesn't have that jurisdiction, and the master can annul his nezirut and say you have to drink wine. So Gemara says, yeah, if that's the case, afilu gabin nedarim nami. So even by nedarim, say the same thing, that the owner can annul his neder. Amar of Sheshat, hacha b'may askino, what are we dealing with here? Kigon shaya eshkol shel anavim munach lefanav. He had a cluster of grapes sitting in front of him. Gabin nedarim by neder, dechim mitzar behai. By a neder, if he says, I'm taking a neder not to eat this cluster, he's only forbidden by this cluster. Lo mitzar b'acharini. He doesn't become asur to eat any other cluster of grapes. It's only this one he took a neder. Whereas, so lo matzei kafilei. So in that case, where he's permitted to have other clusters, the owner cannot force him to eat this one because he has other options. Whereas gabe nezirut, by nezirut, when a person takes upon it, the eved takes upon himself nezirut, the chimitzar behai, when he becomes forbidden with this cluster, itzar bekulu. He's forbidden with all cluster of grapes, and a nazir. So matzei kafilei. So in that case, the owner can say, no, you're not allowed to eat anything. No, I'm allowed to. I'm allowing you because you can't take such a neder upon yourself. You don't have that full jurisdiction. So if he has other options, the master cannot annul. But if he doesn't have other options, then the master can annul and say, no, you're allowed to eat this. Okay, let's stop there for today. Exactly. He's a slave. He doesn't own himself. Okay, I'll do a quick 1 minute recap. If you have to go, don't worry. Okay, we started on the Amud Bet. We started by talking about the back and forth with regards to if a goy's nezirut would count. Back and forth, trying to understand. Seemingly like no, the answer is no. It would not count. Okay, the Gemara, and that went all the way until the Amud Aleph. Really, and it's the Gemara tried to say that maybe we're adding a non-Jew who doesn't even know how to make a neder, but he really would count. Maybe we went back and forth with this for pretty much the whole Amud Aleph. Then as we got to the Amud Bet, we started a new Mishnah. New Mishnah was what is stricter by a slave than by women. We said that what's stricter by a slave is that the master can annul his wife's neders, but not, or her husband can annul his wife's neders, but a master cannot annul his slave's neders. So the Gemara asked, why by Nazir is the master allowed to say, you have to drink wine, but by Nidarim and Arachin, the master cannot force him? Essentially, the question is, why by Nazir is the slave weaker than the wife? And why by Nedarim and Arachin is the wife weaker than the slave? So the Gemara answers by saying, because we're talking about a case of a cluster of grapes in front of him. By a Neder, he's only forbidden to that cluster. And so therefore, the master can't say, oh, you have to eat this one. No, eat another one. Whereas by Nezirut, he's not only forbidden to this cluster, he's forbidden to all of them. Now he can't have grapes and wine, he could get weak, he can't serve his master well enough, so therefore the master can tell him, you're not allowed to eat anything, I'm allowing you to eat this, and he can annul such a neder. We will stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.